Listen, asshole!
No, you listen, you little bitch. You hang up on me again, I'll gut you like a fish.
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
I didn't mean to startle you.
That's all right.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I'm not even gonna swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Hello and welcome to...
The Horror Movie Gang Podcast.
That's the worst yet.
I give up halfway through. Sure, you're
officially the shittest one with.
Yeah. You're proud. You're proud of it though.
Yeah, I am a little bit.
I am. Right, how's your week been?
Oh, you know, yeah, it's been all right actually. Done a bit of working, done a bit of snapping in between. It's been all right. Yeah.
How's the new house?
You? Oh yeah, it's all right. It's kind of starting to look like I have a few less boxes. My partner's actually put me up a desk in my horror room so I can do all my crafting.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I started ordering all my bits and bobs for it.
I hope you started Audrey too.
I haven't quite started her yet. She's in my head though. I started her in my head. Does that count?
It's not good in your head, is it? I can't see it.
I know. I'm getting there.
Oh,
I'm getting
exciting.
There. Yeah, it's looking good. It's looking good.
I saw pictures of your horror room. It's looking ace.
Oh, did you tweet it?
I still need to put it on Twitter. I shall do this.
Oh, you are naughty,
the
Andrew.
The second we come off this podcast, I shall
That's
do
right.
it.
I have put it on Instagram if anyone wants to have a look anyway.
Yeah, brilliant.
Nice.
I thought we'd start off... This is an unusual start, but I thought we'd start off talking about a film that was made... How many years ago now?
Oh, now you're testing 35, my general knowledge.
Oh, God, oh, yeah, 1 + 5 = 6. Over 30. It's,
yes.
Well, I don't know if you saw the news this week. This is a bit of an extended news, really. But there's going to be, finally...
Yeah, I don't know about the news,
so you fill
me in.
Oh, okay. So finally, there's going to be a sequel to Beetlejuice.
Stop it.
Yeah, oh, after all these years, they've kind of threatened it before.
So I know there's been little like rumours and fan-made posters and that mingling around on Facebook to put a bit of a teaser out there. And then they're like, oh, no, it's not real.
No, apparently this time it's all go. And you know who's responsible for it?
I'm going to go with Michael Keaton.
No.
No, who?
It's Brad Pitt. Apparently he's a massive, massive fan. His production company, which is called Plan B, has really rushed it along and said, right, come on, let's start doing this.
Oh, I love you, Brad Pitt, if you're listening. Thank
you. Yeah. Don't think it's been wrote yet, but there's been countless rumours over the years, hasn't there?
Oh,
about
my...
a Beetlejuice sequel.
Oh, that would be amazing. This is really macabre question. Is Michael Keaton still alive?
Yeah.
He is.
How can you say that?
I didn't even know.
Well, at the time of recording.
He's still alive.
We've not jinxed the poor fella.
I know. It's happened in the last few years. You know, there was COVID and we're on the verge of World War III. I can't... So I didn't know if he was still alive.
Bloody hell, Emma.
Okay, I'm really
what
happy though.
Start.
Well, all I was getting with that is it has...
It does. I don't know what it's like on your end, but I can hardly hear you. You know, your sound quality is really... and it's not my fault.
I can hear you.
You keep turning on and off. Perhaps it's Beetlejuice.
Maybe it is Beetlejuice. But yeah, I don't know.
So first of all, it's got to be played by Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Who is alive. Bloody hell, that's really upset me.
Sorry. What? Yeah, what? That he's alive?
That he's, oh, come on, Michael Keaton. He's a bit of a hero, my Michael Keaton.
He is pretty wicked, isn't he?
Are you into superheroes?
Am I into superheroes? No, not
really.
I'm a bit boring. Sorry.
Well, Michael Keaton played the greatest superhero ever.
Who's that? Yeah. Oh!
Batman! He is the Batman.
Oh, fuck my life. Can we...
Were you even allowed in the 80s?
I don't know. I think I was probably when he was Batman. I know who's Batman. I don't mind Batman, actually. It's all the others I don't like.
He's playing him again, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, Batman's coming back as Michael Keaton, an older Michael Keaton.
No, it's not. It's the dude out of Twilight, isn't it?
Yeah, there's so many different ones, though.
I don't know what's going on, to be honest.
So the guy out of Twilight is playing him, I think that's out today or...
Patterson.
Yeah, but there's going to be one next year with Michael Keaton.
Oh, I'll miss the Patterson one and just go on to Keaton then. Yeah, I've no time for that one. No time at all.
First of all, are you a fan of Beetlejuice?
Am I a fan of Beetlejuice? Do I breathe air, Andrew? Yes, I fucking love it.
It's a classic 80s film, isn't it?
It's in my top five, I think.
I was going to say, would you put it in the same bracket as Gremlins and all those great films? Yeah, I think too.
It's one of my, what I call, I've said it before, it's a comfort film. It's one of those when I feel a bit like, just put it on in the background, wrap up in it, you know, a blanket, bottle of wine, all that kind of jazz, and have a great time.
It's great. He's so good as Beetlejuice as well, isn't he?
He's so good, isn't he? And he's only really, like, he's only, like, part of the film. He's not, like, the main part at all, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, because he's only actually in it for 18 minutes in total.
Is that all?
Yeah.
But what an impression. Definitely. And they say his name enough times anyway.
It was originally called Scared Sheetless.
That's just stupid.
That is brilliant, though, isn't it?
No, it's stupid.
It's good, seatless, yeah. Angelica Houston was originally intended to play the mum.
Oh, see, like, I think she would have been brilliant at it.
Yeah.
But I kind of, obviously, I've grew up with the lady who played the mum, and I've forgotten her name. Not that it matters. She was amazing. Name,
but she was in Home Alone, wasn't she? She was the mum in Home Alone as well.
The worst mum in the world.
Yeah. How did social services not take that boy away?
Seriously, she was awful.
Yeah. Happened a couple of times. Poor Kevin.
Yeah, apparently, I love him.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry.
I was going to say, the early draft apparently was much, much, much more scurrier.
Oh, right.
The original crash scene, the car crash was apparently brutal.
I kind of like that idea.
It was almost an 18. Yeah, but it's a classic, isn't it? And it's coming back.
I love it. I dressed up last Halloween as a female Beetlejuice.
Did you?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's weird. I don't have anything in my horror room from Beetlejuice apart from some material with him on that I'm going to turn into some cushions.
Oh, cool.
Which is quite nice. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I don't have anything in my horror room. It's kind of boring, isn't it? There's plenty of stuff out there.
Is there? I've not seen a lot of stuff.
Necker do quite a line. The problem is it's so expensive now because they do. It's they've stopped making them.
Right.
So if you get it, back. Yeah, they really do. Yeah. Really do.
I think I've got a vinyl toy, little pot vinyl toys.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, I've got loads of different ones, don't they?
Yeah, I've got a Beetlejuice there as well. Nice. Yeah, so just a massive, massive, massive fan.
Nice. Yeah, I can't complain. I love it.
Is it going to work as a sequel?
Yeah.
There's always a doubt, isn't there?
Yeah, but I think it will work. I'm all for it. I'll be there in the cinema watching it.
As long as it's Keaton.
It's got to be Keaton. Maybe Winona Ryder as well would be good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But first, she needs to stop taking stuff from shops. I think she's over that now, isn't she?
Stop nicking stuff, love.
She was in Stranger Things, wasn't she, last?
Yeah, she's kind of come back, hasn't she? I think she faded away for quite a while and she went through a bit of a bad spell. Hey, who doesn't? But she's back with a bang in Stranger Things. And hell, if she can get Beetlejuice 2 off the ground, I'll love her forever.
So exciting. Did you watch the cartoon?
No, I didn't, actually.
Ooh.
Completely little forgot
classic.
About that.
Little classic.
Never watched it. What is wrong
with
me?
Very, very good. Very, very good.
Oh.
So there you go. Are you a fan of Beetlejuice? So if you are, tweet us, tell us. You need to show us your merch as well.
Merch, please.
Yeah, because our merch is a bit shit on Beetlejuice, isn't it?
I've got nothing. Bit raggy material. That's just rubbish.
Sure. Right, should we move on to our our first film, our new film.
Let's do it.
The Boy Behind the Door.
We can leave this place.
Where do you want to go?
Somewhere where the sun's always shining.
Kevin? Kevin, can you hear me? It's me, Bobby.
I'm scared, Bobby.
Me too, okay? But I'm not gonna leave you.
Should he have stayed behind the door?
Yeah, he should have stayed behind the door. No, so I feel awful. Go on.
Gonna say, I only watched it this morning and I struggled.
Yeah.
Perhaps I was tired. I don't know.
Yeah, but I kind of like crawled out of bed. I still had my pyjamas on and I put it on. And I watched the old film first and then I watched this. And yeah. I mean, it was okay. I'm going to say I do like the concept of it and I do like the story. It's a bit been done 1,000 times and it wasn't that exciting, a storyline.
It's been done 1,000 times before and it's been done a lot better, hasn't it?
So much better.
So it's about two young boys, Kevin and Bobby. They're kind of playing in the woods. They're talking about the dreams and aspirations.
Yeah.
And they both get kidnapped.
Yeah, they do.
So there's Kevin who's locked in a house, and then the other little boy's in a car, isn't he, tied up?
Yes.
Yeah, so they have to try and escape. And they do.
And that's pretty much it.
I said to you before the film, I'm really struggling for things to say. It was okay.
It was okay.
It was a bit tense.
I like the cast. I thought the lad who played Bobby was really good.
Yeah,
he was great. Okay, there was a little twist halfway through where the kidnapper wasn't as the kidnapper we thought the kidnapper was. Spoiler alert. It was a female.
Yeah. Bloody women.
Yeah. The only bit I kind of cringed out that I didn't like was where his fingernail came off.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've seen that 1,000 times as well.
Yeah.
And it kind of like it was a happy ever after, ran away into the sunset, fairy tales, unicorns, and blah blah blah.
So the lady that kidnapped, I didn't think she was a great character. If it was a maniac, you could kind of sympathise with them a bit more. You want them to pull through, but
what I had an issue with. So there was a bit of a nod to The Shining, wasn't there?
Yeah, the axe through the door.
Yeah, so there was a nice door, the axe, everything, you know, where the small boy lashed out and cut her hand. Obviously, a kind of nod to The Shining, but she ain't no Jack Nicholson.
Exactly.
And if you're going to, you know, do something like that, I think you're putting yourself into a bit of a line of fire that you are compared to what you're paying homage to. Didn't work for me that bit, really. Kind of thought it was a bit bland.
I mean, it's getting a lot of love. I think a lot of lists regard this as it was out late 2021 on Shudder. It was an exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a lot of praise. It's always in the top 10 horror films of last year. But not for me. Are we agreeing?
No, we're not.
No. It's not even in the top 10, is it?
Are these the same people that like Psycho Gorman?
Well, Psycho Gorman's always number one. And it's
always regarding number one.
It's the greatest film ever made.
Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be a museum and everything about Psycho Gorman.
You've been drinking before this podcast by any chance?
Little bit.
A little bit.
A lot of drugs.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so how are we scoring it?
Look, it's not a bad film. Yeah. It has some good elements. It's vanilla, it's Magnolia, it's a little bit bland and boring for me. So with that in mind, I'm going to go right down the middle and give it a 5.
A 5, sir. It's not awful, is it?
It's not awful, but it's nothing special at all.
Our little argument that we had last week, our discussion was that people are really harsh in new horror films. And we watched A Maniac Cop, which was fucking amazing. So our argument is dead, though. No, It's a 4.5 for me.
Yeah.
I really struggled. I mean, my attention span isn't the greatest anyway, but I was just thinking of food all the way through it.
All the way through, I have to admit, I kept getting my remote control just to see how long was left.
Yeah.
I was like, we're going 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Yeah. And I was just thinking about what I was going to have for tea.
Yeah, I did that once and thought, it must be nearly done yet. And there was another 55 minutes.
And you're like, oh, God.
I cried a little bit.
It was a bit, it was very, vanilla. And I like my films a little bit more raspberry ripple. Yeah. I want a little bit of excitement, a little bit of something about them.
You need a character. No, if it's a horror film, we want a villain, don't we? And there wasn't a decent villain.
There's no dolls, no killer dolls, no guns.
No killer dolls.
Claws for hands.
There was no cop who was a maniac.
No psychos with masks on the face. I mean, what the fuck isn't it? It almost wasn't a horror. It was almost a bit of a thriller.
It was, I agree.
Let's get out the horror category for a second, because it's not welcome here. Throw it back into the thriller crowd. Go on a thriller podcast. Go eat your heart out. It did nothing for me, really.
Okay, well, I'll do you a deal. Can we please not talk about this film ever, ever again?
Done.
Okay. Done.
With that said, let's move on.
Let's move on. News time. Have you got any this week?
I've got a little bit of news. I mean, I was having a little rummage around the big Google closet that is on my phone. The one thing that kind of sprung out to me, have you heard of a guy called Guy Busick? He is the screenwriter who co-wrote the newest Scream film.
Okay.
He's also going to be co-writing the next Scream film and Final Destination 6. So he's quite a big name in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He was, I was reading an interview with him, and basically he's keen to get his teeth into A Nightmare on Elm Street and write some new versions of it.
It's got to be. It's so annoying, isn't it? It's been left untouched.
The exciting thing is that the Elm Street writes in the hands of Craven's estate. Yeah, it's been said that at the moment pictures are being taken for new Elm Street projects. So, if he doesn't have a pop at it, I might have a pop.
I think we can both do it.
I mean, just have to a sit down. Him?
I don't think so. If you've got an idea,
you just pitch an idea. So they're taking pictures at the moment. I might just go, and if they want paying, I've got like 50 quid, so I might be all right.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. He needs to come back, doesn't he? And Jason.
Yeah, I mean, I've always said I want to see Freddy in this is Robert Englund. I'm sure they could put some kind of spin on it, though. I don't know.
If he couldn't play him anymore, because obviously he's getting on, who would you like to see as Freddy?
Oh, as Freddy?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I've put you on the spot there.
Really have, because that's going to take a lot of thinking about. I really don't know. Do you have anyone in mind?
Who's the actor who's in the EE ads? Come on, it's on the Super Me song.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Sorry, I knew it's something to do with pigs.
Now,
sorry.
And that's our level, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Something to do. Yeah. He's always been rumoured to play Freddy, and I can see it.
Oh, do you know what I can actually? He's kind of got a look about him, hasn't he?
He has. He's got the personality.
I'd back him 100%. Yeah, I'd give him a go anyway. But as he is such a beloved horror character, he has to be prepared that we're just going to turn on him.
It's so hard, isn't it?
Even more.
No.
Which I probably will do.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, he was in. Watch the film Stir of Echoes.
I did. I loved it.
Oh, I love that film. He's in it. Cracking. Yeah, I could see him as in a horror film.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Bacon. I also have Freddy news.
Oh, okay.
It's like we're on the same path. Look at this.
I know. It's meant to be.
So, I don't think you did. I think we've talked about this before. You've never seen the TV series Freddy's Nightmares, have you?
No, I have not. And I would love to see it because you have talked about it previously.
There's a few little gems in there.
Okay.
But it was always, I don't know who had the rights to it, but it was always hard to get. It's not on DVD or anything like that.
Yeah.
A few tapes I remember in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But Screambox, which is an American streaming company, like a horror company, have bought the rights.
Oh, okay.
So it's currently streaming in America. So hopefully that is good news for us at some point that it might be on Shudder.
So was this an app?
It's yeah, it's...
And it's a bit streaming like in America, but not in the UK.
Not in the UK as of yet, but
it's positive because it, for a start.
I think it'll happen eventually.
Well, it better do. Yeah. I'd be all over that. I'd be watching it.
Yeah, I'd like to see that again. I mean, a lot of the episodes were shite.
Yeah,
but
okay.
It's seeing Freddy though, isn't it?
It's care. Freddy. I'd watch it. I'll binge Freddy. It completely. But as normal, America get everything before us.
That's it.
I'm a little bit so jealous annoying. Of them, that's all.
Yeah. I had a few texts.
I love them,
the 80s.
But I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, A to Z.
A to Z.
We are on F.
Jump up, get down. Come dance me down now. We're moving our body to the ABCs. Dance me around. Wow. Dance far away. Now clap your hands. To the letter of the day, clap, clap. What's the letter? Clap, clap. What's the letter? Clap, 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 clap.
What's the letter? What's the letter? What's the letter? What's the letter? What's
the letter? The letter of the day is...
Clap, clap. It's the letter of the day. Clap, clap. It's the letter of the day. Clap, clap. It's the letter. It's the letter. It's the letter of the day.
We are on F, and there's some crackers out there for F.
Eye rolls. Let's have a look. About 10.
Oh, I've got 5.
Okay. But first, we'll have a look at E.
E, yeah.
So there's still 42 minutes left to vote on this, but we'll call it a day here, I think.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So in last place was exorcism, the concept of exorcism in horror films.
Okay.
Elvira at 21%.
I thought she'd have got more.
Okay. Evil Dead got 33%.
What?
And The Exorcist got 40%.
I don't know how I feel about this, Andrew.
I'm kind of glad because we've already got... And I'm writing a book about it at the moment. I don't want to be writing another column on Evil Dead.
So I get that, but yeah.
I'm glad The Exorcist is in there.
Okay, it's a worthy winner.
Yeah,
well done, Exorcist. Definitely. Well done, Devil.
Woo. The Devil always wins.
He does.
Right, F.
Okay.
Am I allowed to go first?
Yeah, I wonder what you're going to pick, but yeah, you go ahead.
Fred Krueger. There's a Freddy-themed episode today, isn't there?
It has to be. I knew you'd pick him anyway, but I have put him on my list because, I mean, just has to be on the list, even if it's for a nomination.
He's the top one on my list.
It's got to be a Freddy.
So, Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Have you got a favourite Nightmare on Elm Street film? Or is that daft?
I think it's going to be number 3, you know.
Yeah. Kind of the first one or the original, isn't it?
It kind of chips and changes, depending on which one I've watched last.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. What are you picking?
So, we had D for Dracula, didn't we? Quite a long time ago. I'm talking iconic horror characters. I am going to be quite picky about how I word this. Frankenstein's monster.
Excellent, yeah.
Not Frankenstein.
I did actually write down Frankenstein, but you are right, totally.
Yeah, I kind of like, it's all about the monster for me, isn't it? And Frankenstein is the scientist, if I'm right.
Yes.
Yeah. So I kind of have a bit of a soft spot for Frankenstein. I always remember watching it at school. You know, when they used to wheel tellies into the classroom?
Yeah.
They put Frankenstein on. And,
they were good days.
And I remember actually getting quite emotional over this poor monster, and he'd had a rough hand at life. So, yeah.
Frankenstein's
monster, please.
Have you seen The Bride of Frankenstein?
I think I have, A long time ago, but I haven't.
So good.
So good.
So good. Mm. Right. Okay, so what do I pick? I've got a list here.
So many good ones.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go Friday the 13th.
God, that is also on my list.
But I'm not happy about it because I think there's other ones on there that are better. But it's got to be in there, hasn't it?
It's got to be in there. It's such a huge, iconic. It's one of the Holy Trinity, isn't it? The top three. You've got Freddy, it is. Jason and Michael. It's got to be up there.
But I was
don't
debating,
feel bad about it.
But then I was debating, should I just wait till Jay?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. I think you've done the right thing.
Okay. And what's your final choice?
It's the final choice. That is the best way to word it, because it is a massive franchise, and I'm going Final Destination.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
Got to be. I love them. They're great fun.
Yeah, there's rumours that it's, well, it's not rumours, it's coming back, isn't
it? It's coming back, and I have never been able to look at a lorry carrying logs the same way again when it's coming towards me down the roadside.
A lorry or a roller coaster?
Anything, literally. Yeah. You're like, this is how I'm going to die.
Yeah, yeah, they are great. So it's
Friday
the 13th, Frankenstein and Final Destination. Can I ask what other things you had on your list?
I only put 5 on my list, okay. And I had Freddy and I had Friday the 13th. But I also had Fright Night.
I also had Fright Night.
Yeah, what did you? Else did you have?
I also had The Fly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the one I was debating whether I should put that in or Fright.
The Fog? I did think about
the
that
The Fog's
as well.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I mean, it's going to be Freddy, though, isn't it?
It's, well, if it's not, I'm going to be kicking off.
A two-horse race between Frankenstein and Freddy, I reckon.
I would be fuming.
Okay, shall we move on to our classic?
Oh, let's. This will be an interesting chat.
Classic in every regard of the word. Maniac Cop.
There's someone out there. No one knows his name. No one knows his face.
Oh, no.
But now, the most terrifying man in the city. Carries a badge.
Your head was unstable and there was a deceleration injury. As in, you're all hanging.
You really think a cop did this?
Why not?
Would you automatically assume that it was a police officer instead of some lunatic dressed up like a cop?
Spice squad.
Okay, so I hadn't seen this before. This was, I think this is the first classic I've picked where I've not seen.
Yeah.
I went to For the Love of Horror in October, and there was a big queue for Tom Atkins, which was the old cop, you know.
Yes.
Who had the tash and the grey hair.
Yeah, he was great. I think he's been in loads of stuff.
He's been in Halloween 3.
The Fog, actually.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Bringing that one back up.
Great 80s star.
I'm sorry, but 80s kid. Lethal Weapon. He was in that as well.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to rewatch that.
You need to rewatch it then.
But there was a guy I remember in his queue, and he had a poster, come up with a poster. And you come up with your little A4 posters or your 8x10s, don't you?
Yeah.
He had a movie theater one. You know, the ones that span, like, probably over 6 foot.
Amazing.
And I could see I was in the next line still waiting for fucking Matthew Lillard. I feel like I'm still waiting now. And the face of Tom Atkins, he was just over the moon to see this big poster.
Oh.
I didn't get an autograph, which I'm bloody gutted about, but
let's
apparently
face it. Yeah. Let's
apparently
face it, he's probably sick of bloody signing Halloween 3 posters.
Yeah. There's a lot of Halloween merch being signed, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bless him.
So what did you think of this one?
Well, I remember from a when you told me about it, I was like, no, I've not seen that. I haven't seen it, and I know I've not seen it, but I do have this kind of, I do have a memory of the poster.
Yeah.
But in my mind's eye, it was a really, you could see the cop's face and it was a bit more mangled and burnt and gnarly. So I was a little bit like, when I actually did see his face, I was like, oh, is that it?
Well, I'll stop you there. Have you seen the trailers for part 2 and 3?
No, I have not.
So he gets worse with everyone. Like his face gets more mangled. He becomes more of a monster. So you've probably seen part 2 or part 3.
Maybe that's what I've. That's where this memory comes of this mangled cop.
Yeah.
So you said to me, we're going to watch this film, Maniac Cop. Great title, by the way, straight away.
Yeah.
And I had that. I did have that memory of it, but I was like, oh, God, this is going to be so shit. And then you told me it had Bruce Campbell in it, and you won me back over straight away.
Yeah.
And now I know that's bad, but I was like, yeah, okay, I'll watch it then. I'm going to have a great time.
Well, I was over the moon because I didn't know he was in it.
No.
I just put it on and saw his name there. I thought, oh, yes.
And I don't know why. Instantly, I thought he was the maniac cop.
I did, yeah.
And then yeah. I was kind of like pleasantly... Yeah, I think I was pleasantly surprised when I realised it wasn't him, actually. Yeah. He played quite a good role in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice to watch a film when you know nothing about it?
Yeah, I literally knew nothing about it.
I love that, mate.
And I thought he was going to be like some kind of monster or something, like Frankenstein, and it was actually just, yeah, not like that at all. It was really weird.
No.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I loved it. It was so 80s, though, wasn't it?
It was. The music. Like, the acting was fucking shit, apart from Bruce Campbell, who actually is quite a good actor.
Yeah.
And it's just cheesy. It's pretty sexist. The woman did my head in the whole way through. But I really enjoyed it.
So I have this talk in work a lot. There's a couple of lads who are films fans.
Yeah.
Now, like you just said, the acting is absolutely awful, right?
Trash.
But I don't know if I'm going the wrong way, but I gather that you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it, yeah.
Right, okay. But I can't... So if we went to the cinema now...
Yeah.
And watched a new film and the acting was bad, we wouldn't enjoy it, would we?
I'd walk out. I'd be like, what are you doing taking me to see this crap? It's weird.
Yeah.
I think it's almost an 80s thing. I don't think there was very good actor and actresses around in the 80s. I don't know what it is.
It's kind of acceptable, isn't it?
It's almost accepted as part of our much-loved nostalgia of the 80s, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's face it, the film is trash.
Yeah, it's shit.
But I loved it. Again, it is an 80s thing. I think I am stuck in my way. I don't know about you over TV programmes and music.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in a certain era.
I think I am. I'm stuck in
it's
the
like
80s.
It's like I can't move. Yeah, yeah.
Even when I'm at work, you know, I put 80s music on and... Yeah, definitely stuck in
I'm
an era.
I'm either 80s or the 90s. I'm more of a 90s lad, really, with music. But yeah, I'm stuck there. I can tell you what's in the charts now.
I'm quite happy there as well, because let's face it, it is a bit crap nowadays.
Yeah. I always remember in the 90s, I don't know if you felt the same, if your parents had an old record on, you'd think they were boring, wouldn't you?
God, yeah.
You think, why don't you listen to something new? There's some great stuff on. Have you heard Cooler Shaker and Radiohead? Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
But we've turned into our parents.
I completely have. Even I think it was last year, I turned around to my other half and went, I'm going to get like a record player, an old vinyl player. He was like, why? I went, because I want one. And he just looked at me, completely gone out. He was like, you don't need one. I was like, no, I do.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird.
I've gone two steps further and I've actually got one.
No, I have got one. I got one anyway.
Bad, isn't it? But yeah, so it's about a police department and there's a load of killings on the street.
Yeah.
And they think it's a cop. They suspect it's a cop. There's been loads of sightings of a maniac cop.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't get. All of a sudden, there's this guy in a, you know, in like the mortuary or wherever it was. And he was like, oh, yeah, there's a guy going around who's a cop who's killing people.
Yeah.
There's no basis or scientific evidence for this at all. He just came out of it from nowhere.
Yeah. So
and I was like, I don't get that.
It's about an older cop, isn't it, who used to be on the force. And everyone that talks about him said... they don't make him like him anymore. That seemed to be the line on it, wasn't it?
So weird. Just so... I mean, it was bizarre. I don't know if they could actually get away with making that film nowadays.
No.
I think it would offend too many people.
He was killed a long time ago, but evidence shows that he might have come back from the dead. And that's where we are.
What evidence?
I don't know.
I don't know. It just didn't make any sense. This is the thing. I mean, it was enjoyable and I loved it. But the whole thing made no sense at all. It was like, yeah, it's a cop who kills people. How do you know that? You just literally just said that.
Yeah.
And he's come back from dead. Has he? You don't even... What forensic...
Stop criticising it.
I want the forensic evidence to tell me that he was dead. No, yeah, it just didn't make much sense.
But you enjoyed it.
But I loved it.
Yeah, proper
80s. I'd go out and buy it on. I'd love it on like old VHS. That'd be cool.
You're right. It feels like a VHS film, doesn't it? I'd love to find that somewhere.
Yeah, completely.
Have a look at the trailers for Part 2 and 3. Just mental.
It was just so like the acting in it. There was some. It almost felt like, you know, the old Batman films where it's like kapow and splat, and it kind of went into that format. Yeah. And there's a bit where the cops pinned The guy against the wall, the girl, I can't bloody remember now. There's another cop behind them. Shoot it wildly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? You're going to hit the... Oh, yeah, it just made no sense. I was analysing every scene and going, well, that makes no sense.
And you're right, he was shot countless times. And not once did they go, what the fuck?
Not
Why
once.
Is he not dying?
I was like, this would never happen in real life. It was one of them moments, really. It just annoyed me a little bit.
They seemed to think it was Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
He got arrested, even though they are completely not the same size or look alike whatsoever.
And I think the only reason I liked his character is because it was Bruce Campbell. I'm sorry, but are we meant to support these people who have been having an affair behind his poor wife's back?
Yeah, he's not really likable, was he?
No, and she wasn't likable as well. She was the mistress, and the poor wife died, and then you're meant to go, oh, come on, yeah, go, guys, you know. No.
Yeah, so his wife died, and I don't think he shed one tear, did he?
He didn't seem arsed at all, did he? He was like, quick hot meal and a shower, back to business.
It is what it is. It's an 80s trash film, but do you know what? It works. So many levels.
It so works. And I want a poster. And I want a VHS. Oh, fuck it. I want some kind of Necker figure of his fucked up face, little man. I'd love it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of merch, is there?
Yeah, it's fuck all.
But it's got a huge amount of fans.
I can kind of see why, though.
Yeah.
I just wonder if they know it's shit but still love it like we do.
Yeah, yeah. There's certain elements of that, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, it is shit, but I loved it. So how do you score something like that? Because that's kind of hard, isn't it?
It is.
I had this dilemma with Leprechaun.
Yeah. I think it's a better film than Leprechaun. By the way, I must have been so bored the other night because I put part two on.
Did you?
Leprechaun. Right. And I've only seen the first 5 minutes. I am so, so excited to watch the rest.
Is it really good?
Yeah.
But is it shit good?
Yeah. So he captures a slave at the start. I don't know how we've got onto Leprechaun. And the only way that the slave can be let go is if he marries Leprechaun. He has to marry a young girl.
What?
So it's a love story.
Oh, of course.
Where Leprechaun looks for a bride.
Jesus.
So I'm in.
Christ.
I hope that's your classic film this week.
Oh, close. No, I'm joking.
But this is why I love this podcast. I love it for so many reasons. But the fact that I sat down this week and watched a film that I probably would never have ever watched.
Snap, I'd never have watched that unless you forced me to. And I'm kind of pleased you did, because although I keep saying it's shit, it was incredibly entertaining. And I have a spot.
It's not boring.
I have a soft spot for it now.
Yeah.
Put it in my little nostalgia bank.
Exactly.
Love it.
Scoring it, I'm going to give it a 7.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay.
I'm going to go, I've got 7.2 written down, and I'm going to stick with that.
That's fair. 7.2. Lovely.
Lovely, lovely.
Maniac Cop. Lovely. Okay, I believe it's your turn for next week.
You're going to love this. Do you want new one or old?
Always new first.
Always new. I promise you that I'm not going to make the mistake that I made a couple of weeks ago. This is new. I have done the research.
It's from the year 1945.
It is 2022, which I believe is the current year.
That I believe so.
This one first caught my attention because they did the normal Facebook posts off Netflix saying, this is the scariest film that ever made. Oh, people can't watch
every
it.
Every fucking year I hear that.
Every fucking film. And this is one of them, I'm afraid.
Okay.
It's The Privilege, which is new on Netflix.
Okay. I know nothing about that.
Oh, let me tell you, Andrew. This is a wealthy teen and his friends attending an elite private school uncover a dark conspiracy while looking into strange and supernatural events.
Ooh.
I saw the clip and it looked quite good, actually. But then I've said that a million times and then gone, it's dog shit. So you just don't know, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in for that.
You were up for that?
Definitely.
Excellent.
And your classic?
This has come about because I saw an article about this on Facebook and I was like, right, it's a little bit different.
Okay.
I know you're going to love this. I'm going back to 1992. This made me physically cry at the age of 13. And we're going to rewatch the BBC edition of Ghost Watch.
Oh, my God.
And I have found it online. And oh, I will my be God. Sending you a link. Now, I don't know about you, but I was 13 when I watched it. And yeah. I'm sure there's lots of people in the UK that have watched it as well. And it had me in tears. I was traumatised.
Okay. Right.
Are you ready?
I don't think I've ever been as excited about a podcast episode in my life.
Oh, I was so excited because I thought to myself, right, I need to make sure I can find this online first.
Yeah.
And I found it and I'll send you the link later. And we are going to, oh, we're going to have a great time. So much to talk about.
If you want to know if I'm a fan, I've got it on DVD.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm going to tell you something now. I've not watched it since I was 13 and crying.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would have been about 11.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely terrified. So much so, I still think about it now.
Yeah.
It's one of them that's lasted. It was not available for years and years and years. It got condemned.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because everyone thought children's TV star Sarah Green had died. yeah.
But you know how people say they can remember where they were during 9/11? They can remember where they were when Diana died. I can remember where I was watching that fucking
me
thing.
Me too.
I still have that image of me crying in the kitchen.
I can tell you who was in the room. I can tell you where I was sat.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Traumatised. Yeah. So we're going to have a great time. So
wow.
It's been a long time since I've watched it, but I'll give it a go.
Watched it about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, excited to see it again.
Good.
So
good.
This stars Craig Charles, Michael Parkinson and Sarah Green. Yes.
We're going to have a great time. I think that might be quite a long episode, actually.
So
I've got a lot to say about
it. So excited. Me
good.
Too.
Good.
Lovely. Okay.
Right.
We'll join you all next week.
Yeah, have a good time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.